Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present a new installment of 19 podcasts by His Grace Bishop Irenae of Richmond in his popular series, A Word from the Holy Fathers. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace Bishop Irenae.
Welcome to this week's episode of A Word from the Holy Fathers. I want to look this week at a text by our Father among the Saints, John the Golden Mouth, St. John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople. And indeed I want to look at a passage from his Homily 19 on St. Matthew's Gospel, where he speaks about that which is hidden and that which shall be proclaimed by God. The specific verse that spurs on St. John's reflection in this homily, or in the part of it that I'm going to read to you, is Matthew 6, verse 6. Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Here is how St. John preaches on that particular verse. Our Lord, he says, so sets for the doer of virtue a great and august assemblage of spectators, for what he desires, that very thing he bestows on him in great abundance. For what is it, saith the Lord, that thou wish? Is it not to have some to be spectators of what is going on? Behold, then, thou hast some, not angels, nor archangels, but the God of all himself. And if thou, O man, desire to have men also as spectators of your deeds, neither of this desire doth God deprive thee at the fitting season, but rather in ever greater abundance he will afford it unto thee. For if thou shouldst now make a display, thou wilt be able to make it to 10 only, or 20, or we will say maybe 100 persons. But if thou take pains to lie hid now, God himself will then proclaim thee in the presence of the whole universe. Wherefore, above all, if thou wilt have men see thy good deeds, hide them now, and then all may look upon them with more honour, God making them manifest, and extolling them, and proclaiming them before all. My beloved brothers and sisters, this is quite an extraordinary homily on this verse from the Gospel as it's recorded in St. Matthew. Men desire to have their deeds seen by other men. What we expect in response to that reality is the pastor to speak to us in rather chiding terms. Thou should not desire to be seen by men. This is a bad thing. Flee from it. And certainly in practical terms, St. John says precisely that elsewhere and here. If we are seeking worldly glory, if what we are seeking is fame and earthly recognition, then we are seeking after a false god. We are seeking after a non-virtue. And yet St. John takes this verse and turns it a little bit on its head and says it is not entirely to be condemned to seek to be seen before men, if what is seen before them is true godliness, which we then share with them, not for our own glory, but for the benefit of all. And if this is what we wish, then the way to attain that visibility of holiness, the way to show the world that which it needs to see, and to share with our fellow man that which they need to behold, the way to become the most visible in goodness and godliness is to become invisible. The way to proclaim virtue is to hide it. If thou take pains to lie hid now, St. John says, God himself will then proclaim thee in the presence of the whole universe. I am struck by this passage, and I call it to your attention, because very often our perception of how we speak to the world is deeply skewed. We believe that the only way to show an example of Christ-like love, the only way to broadcast the truth of the gospel, is to speak and act to be heard, to be seen. We forget, in other words, the mystical reality that what is done secretly, interiorly, for God and in God, is at his disposal to be given unto the world according to his will. And so oftentimes, in the name of what is good and what is true, in the pious desire to reach out and speak to the world, we abandon the interior quiet where the virtues really live. We try to be seen and to be heard, again, not for egoistic reasons, but in terms of sharing the faith and giving an example of orthodox piety. Yet we desire this in human terms, and St. John says in this homily, how many will you truly reach? 10? 20? Maybe 100? In this era of modern technology and information transfer, which St. John could not have foreseen, we might expand those numbers somewhat. How many might you reach with your internet broadcast, with your daily blog, weekly blog, Facebook page, whatever it is that so many run? 1,000? 10,000? 100,000? Maybe 1,000,000? If your material goes viral, as they say on the internet. And yet, what is this in the great scheme of things? It is certainly good. If it weren't good, we would not do such things as these broadcasts, as so many good and godly blogs and internet sites as do exist would have no purpose. So we can reach out in this way, and it is no bad thing if it is done in the right manner, with the appropriate obedience to the Church and to holy authority. And yet there is a far greater mission open to the heart of everyone. Every man, woman, and child has the ability to be seen and to be heard, not by 1,000 or 10,000 or 1,000,000, but by the whole universe, as St. John puts it in this text. Hide yourself now, and God will then proclaim thee in the presence of the whole universe. How much do we truly want to reach out to the world in truth? If we want to reach everyone, if we want to be drawn into that mystical life where one life touches every other life in Christ, then the pathway to that kind of visibility is a secret life. It's the hiding of our virtues. It's the guarding of our talents. We can speak, yes, and there are times when we must, but we must know the limitations of our speech. If we want to speak beyond those limitations, if we want to bear a light into the darkness that is seen by all, then we must hide our lives in Christ. This is why there are those who teach and preach, who broadcast, who publish, and who do bear a certain influence, yes, of course. And yet who are those whose influence radiates like the sun through all creation? It is not the scholars, it is not the authors, it is not the broadcasters. It is those who have dwelled in caves and on mountains and in forests, those who have suffered in silence and in the solitude of being completely unknown to the world, those who have repented in chains, those who have been persecuted, those who have fled from the world, of whom, as St. Paul says, the world itself is simply not worthy. These are the men and the women who shine like stars in the firmament of heaven, whose voice speaks across generations, whose example shines down on us as an example for every life to follow. And my beloved brothers and sisters, this is open to you and to me. Let us speak in this world and into this world where and when it is useful, where and when it can be of help to a brother in need. But let us remember that the greatest good that a man can do for his brother is to find real repentance and a love of God in the depth of his heart. The greatest voice that can proclaim God's love into the universe is the one that speaks silently in the quiet of the heart, intimately to God, so that God, befriending such a one, can share him and proclaim him, as St. John says, in the presence of the whole universe. May we seek after such lives. May we follow them when they are given to us as examples, and may we strive also to know God in secret, in the depths of our hearts, so that he may speak to us and in us and through us to the benefit of all creation. Through the prayers of our Holy Father, St. John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, and of all the saints, have mercy upon us and save us. Amen.